Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 56 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 55 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 55 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 54 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. 50 degrees.
KS8 DFO.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. 46 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 40 degrees.
KF0SXJ monitoring.
VHF hub. Disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 38 degrees.
KF0SXJ monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, 36 degrees. VHF hub connected to Senton 78.
Antenna showed up yet?
Was that about the antenna? I'm sorry.
Excuse me, did you check and see if it showed up yet?
No, I can do that when I get to work though, and I'll text and let you know.
Alright, yeah, it would be nice to have a good solid signal both from here and there, and I think I can doctor that other antenna back to health, and it'll be safe from your underbridge excursions if we just set something up using that outside the house here. I'm losing you. Hold on, let me dig my phone out and give you a call. KV8OLE.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE,
this is KD8NUZ.
I thought I heard you earlier.
Yeah, I just turned the old HD on a couple minutes ago. About, 10 minutes ago or so.
It's working. I got a hot spot I'm standing in right now. I don't have an antenna up here where I'm at.
Yeah, I don't have nothing external here either. I'm just using This radio came with two rubber duckies, a smaller, shorter one and a longer one.
The radios I showed you, did you order that pair of radios that they had for like $32 for the pair?
I don't remember what the radios were.
They're a Quan King radio.
No, I never ordered them.
Yeah, I dropped $112 on a dozen of the converter boards for them and memory chips, and I got to set up a decent solder station so I can tear them down and put them together with the new components. But they do AM and single sideband, and then they end up covering quite a lot more spectrum, but I wouldn't trust it on the low bands unless you had something that would squeeze that signal down pretty tight, like a mag loop antenna or something, and I'd still want to see it on a spectrum scope.
No, I'll have to look into it.
I can send you some links. I found some Chinese clones that are, I don't remember the name of them, but they're like identical rigs. Had a different name on them. The Quan Ching's Chinese anyways, but these had a different name, and they were dumping them as fast as they could, and I picked up 7 of them, I think, and then my buddy Gary got 2, and Emmert got 2. Oh, Gary got 3, and Emmert got 2.
I may have to look at it.
Yeah, like a major deal, major price breakthrough. I have to see them yet on something that can show me the spectrum and see where they drop in, because I'm not going to trust them taking them on the air, even if they are low-powered, unless I can make sure they're clean enough to... And these aren't all that clean anyways, and any of these Chinese radio aren't perfect, but it's got to be close, you know?
Yeah. Probably, yes. I mean, they're not bad radios.
And then, you know, the spurs on them are pretty far down. You can clean them up a little bit, but you really got to get out your golden screwdriver and see what they're doing with the spectrum analyzer and attenuate them down to the analyzer and then see what they're doing. But these will do, and you can modulate a CW carrier, and that should be pretty tight, but they go down below 40, and there is no filtration outside of 2 and 440, and a couple of these radios that I've got do 220 as well, but they're just FM, but this do all modes, all the way down. But, you know, there's no filtration outside of 2 meter and 440. And I don't know, you know, these radios don't have a great filtration anyways.
Yeah, something. No, I didn't get a chance. I actually forgot about it, to be honest with you. No, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah, I'm almost healed up enough to start hustling again. And trees are budding, so... Sap's running. I think the sap run might be already over with, but well, I tell you, yeah, people had a hard time keeping their bees alive this winter.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird winter. I mean, we didn't have a huge, we had some cold stretches and some snow, but it just was, I think it was Thursday, Friday morning, or was it just Saturday morning? Oh, I forget. It was yesterday morning, wasn't it, when we had that hail? Yeah, it was yesterday morning. I think it was about 5 o'clock in the morning or something. We had some hail blow through here.
Yeah, my HF rig's plugged in still at home. Huey would have never been able to figure it out, so I just let it go. I got 6 more HF rigs, so I should be all right, you know. If I lose one, but if I lose that one, I'm going to be pretty depressed because that's a nice little radio. And Ilinco is not in the business of making any HF radios anymore, as far as I can see.
Yeah, I don't own anything HF yet. I just got, I think I'm up to a total of 4 HTs, I think, because I got this TID radio, I've got the Baofeng, I've got my Yaesu still, and I still did a Lycom 32AD, and I got a Yaesu FT2500 mobile rig still, 2-meter rig.
Never did find that amplifier for that dual bander, did you? KB8 always.
Nope, I never found it. I'm kind of questioning whether my kid and or his wife / at that time girlfriend pawned it, KD8NUZ.
Yeah, if it was something out of the way and hidden, you know, if he was stealing your stuff and you caught him or had a good idea he was stealing it, then I would say that'd be a good one because, you know, he doesn't know what it is. It's a CD amplifier and... You know, it doesn't matter. You take it to a pawn shop, they're going to look at it and figure out what it is. They're going to tell them what they're going to give them for, period.
Yeah, I talked to my younger boy, or text with him a few times here and there, and I was like, told him I was surprised they didn't pawn, you know, a bunch of my stuff that was here. And his response was, yeah, we had to keep a pretty good eye, I had to keep a pretty good eye on it for you, Dad.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many HTs I've got. I've got 7 HF rigs and then 7 of these things and then probably 6 UV5Rs. And I got that TID thing that's supposed to be able to do GMRS and everything else, but I don't know how they can pack that filtration in there, so I think that's stepping on the no baloney zone on that rig because... it's supposedly legit for GMRS, and I've used it, and you have to turn it on, turn it off, and set it for that, but how can they, you know, I just don't see how they can make the filtration and clean it up enough, but I don't know. I mean, unless I see it on a scope, I have no idea, so I quit playing with it on the local GMRS repeater system.
Yeah, I got this radio, this is a TID radio, HD I'm talking on. I opened it up to do the GMRS, but I can't hit that without, you know, any kind of external antenna or nothing. I haven't tried it, but with just the HD, rubber duck, I can't seem to hit that repeater from here.
You know, I've got a beam, a pretty long beam that was for TV, but it's got a 75-ohm feed. I think I may try to feed that with a, set it up for 50 ohm and see if I can get that close. I check it before I tear it down first, see if I can get it close to GMRS. I think it was 463 or something was the center frequency when I was playing with it before, but I don't know. I should look at it because that thing's got to be 6 feet tall, and I think it's got 11, 12 elements on it now. That thing on a with a bird feeder would be quite the I mean you get away with it where you're at because they're not going to give you a hard time for a bird feeder, right?
No.
Yeah, so 5 watts into that thing would probably knock the fuzz off the birds, actually.
Yeah, the only thing I got here right now is I got a ladder line J pole that I bought off of. On a website one time years ago, that's for 2 meter at 440.
Yeah, there's no gain on 440 with those. You get a little bit, 3 dB or something on 2, but they work on 440. But I always take the analyzer out and sweep both bands and see where they fall. That way I know where not to go.
Yeah, other than that, all I got is that old realistic Radio Shack 5/8 wave mag mount that I've had forever for 2 meters.
I've still got 2 of those.
It's a good antenna. I just, I want to eventually get set up in the car for 2 meter and 440, not just a straight up 2 meter radio.
I just set Diane's car up with a... It's a clone of a Diamond SG7900, And there's an 8-foot-tall railroad trestle here that the train still used. And she goes about 35 miles, about 10 over the speed limit here in town, do that thing. And I drove up the hill here in Vassar to try to use it someplace to Davison to see if I could fire up somebody I know down there. And I hadn't even really checked it real good yet. And she went out there, and I had only tried it out once. So I had about 5 minutes on the thing, maybe. She goes out for 30 seconds and whips down to there and blasts that thing. It's got a 3-magnet antenna mount. She hits that thing going about 35 miles an hour. She snapped it right off. I was madder than a wet chicken.
I would have been too. Oh, man. I remember driving through, I forget where I was, downtown Flint or something, but they, it didn't break, but I had that 5/8 wave on one of the vehicles I had going to one of them parking garages, and every beam across there, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, I told her, see, you pull up on it, and then it's spring-loaded in the bottom, and you pull up on it, and there's like a hinge mechanism, you fold it over. Yeah, I used to, every time we went over to, the hospital over in Grand Rapids for Nicholas, I'd go in that thing and go up a couple levels and it'd be doing the same thing. And, but this don't do that. That antenna is pretty rigid because there's like 3 traps in it. And it's a diamond clone is what it is. The diamond one, the Japanese diamond one, or wherever they make those, that's a $150 antenna. We were getting these for $25. I just got to check and make sure it's tunable or in tune or whatever, and then I just use the magnetic, a 3-magnet base for it, because we have one antenna blow right off a vehicle flying down I-75 this summer, KB-80OE.
Huh, yeah, that'd be something to look back into your mirror, at your rear antenna flying behind you, KB-8NUZ.
It was dragging alongside the Jeep. The tip of it was dragging the concrete.
Oh, no.
I checked Stanaway when we got back, and it was fine. It was funny, though. I laughed. It was an old Lakeview antenna. The company no longer exists. It's a dual bander, 2-meter, 440. And, yeah, it's been a nice antenna. I've had it a long, long time, and I really like the antenna. But, it's been beat up.
I'm kind of surprised that SWR was still okay on it. You'd have thought it'd ground a little off the end of that sucker.
And they don't take much at these frequencies either. You nibble just a tiny little sliver off the end of it. It moves it up the band pretty good. Yeah, now that you don't have a house full of leeches, we should, pick up a couple of side-by-sides or some dirt bikes and go up north and hit the trail for a while, like quad runners or something.
Yeah, I don't even have any place to store anything right now. I gotta get a shed here.
Biggest they'll let you do, 8x12, 10x12?
Yeah, probably. I gotta get with management and see what the exact requirements are. I don't think they, require concrete or anything here. I don't think they even want you to use concrete. I think they want you to just have a wood floor and have it sitting on the ground.
Yeah, just lay out some patio stones underneath of it and maybe put a little bit of metal skirt around it. Keep the critters from digging under there, and then it'd hold up pretty good. You probably just do them on the perimeter of it and then just do 1 foot on center like those beds I used to build and deliver to people.
Yeah, it's something I definitely need here. I don't have these modulars don't have a huge amount of indoor storage. I mean, we got right now, we got the extra bedroom we're using for our storage.
Yeah, that's probably... what's the footprint? Yeah, they should tell you. And if they don't tell you, you can't go 2 stories tall. I hate to tell you what I'd do.
Go up with it, yeah. Actually, I was told when I first bought this place that there's enough room on the end of my house to build an attached 1-car garage.
Yeah, they'll tell you whatever to get you in. And then they always change the game.
Well, yeah, that sales lady ain't even here anymore, and actually it's under new ownership again. It was originally owned by the Gibran family. They sold it to a company called Four Reef Properties, which is with some investors out of Chicago. And then they just, within the last couple of years, sold it to a company called Sun Communities.
Ooh, that's right. You're in Genesee, though.
Yeah, actually, there's still several businesses around here that Michael Gibran owns. Tom Gibran's son, Tom, I think, has been passed away for a while now. But, yeah, the family's still around and still in business.
Yeah, his brother was murdered. And I used to box with Tom's nephews over at Davidson Boxing. Hey, I'm gonna cut you loose. We're tying up an awful lot of repeaters, Dan. Good to hear you on the radio. I've been monitoring this thing just about 24/7, and I'm gonna break into these radios, and I'm gonna do one test run first, then I'm gonna take an SDR receiver and attenuate, see what the signals look like, and I'll let you know if they do a clean single sideband or if it's real dirty. Because I'll be able to tell on that. I attenuate things down. I'll be able to look at the spread on the signal width, and, you know, how much bandwidth it's eating up.
Let me know how it goes. I guess I'll talk at you later. 73-88-NUZ.
Yeah, the deal on the Quanshang clones is over. It was like two of them for $32.50 or something, and 16.25 a piece, and then they got taxed because no matter what, you're gonna pay Uncle Scam now, no matter if it's eBay or Amazon or, you know, there's no way of dealing with it. I got you. So, 73 KB80 or even.
Good evening, 2000 hours, 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 30 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 29 degrees.